see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers now playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Okay, well, I can't promise my dog will not bark.
That's fine.
I can never predict that one, so I hope that's okay.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon.
So, you thought we were done for the season.
We thought we were done for the season.
Turns out, not quite.
This is the busiest post-season of non-work that we've ever had. I'm exhausted.
So Christina Schulman agreed to come and talk to us about this season of Paradise. And of course, for the sake of you all and our own curiosity, we had to have a chat with her.
We hope you enjoy it. So just about everyone who watched Bachelor in Paradise this summer fell totally in love with Christina Schulman, including myself and Emma.
It's true. And we're so very glad to be here today with Christina, at least over the phone, for a very special bonus interview. Thanks so much for joining us, Christina.
Thank you for having me. This will be fun.
Yeah.
We hope so.
We know that you've been talking a lot about yourself and your relationship, so we appreciate doing it once more for us.
Once more. There might be a couple more times. We'll see. It's just now all finished, so everyone wants to know still.
Yeah.
What went down.
Well, guilty. We definitely want to know. So you've had quite the summer, and it seems like that's been continuing a bit into the fall. How are you feeling now that the show at least has wrapped up?
So right now, it's been a couple of days, but there's a sense of relief that it's kind of all over because I don't have to get anxious or like try to wonder what's going to be shown next or whatnot, because you never know. I'm feeling a sense of relief overall now that it's all over. But I'm glad it provided good entertainment for everyone this summer. It's been quite the summer. I mean, due with the break and filming and all of that.
Yeah, so. You really took one for the team.
You can say that.
Did you expect, like, when you wrapped filming that, you know, your relationship and the whole drama surrounding it would make up so much of the show when it aired back?
Oh, I had no idea. Honestly, I didn't think my relationship would be one of the center points of this whole season of Bachelor in Paradise. We had Alexis, who's so funny, and in the past, all the Paradise shows have been like summery, fun, and kind of dramatic. But overall, I didn't think it would be that serious this time around. So in my mind, I thought it would be Alexis, it would be like Jasmine and Raven, favorites. So no, I didn't think my relationship would be one of the main focuses.
Yeah, it's been a more difficult season in a lot of ways, more emotionally painful, I think, it seems like, for a lot of the cast, too. And, you know, often viewers are skeptical that relationships that form on Paradise are really very intense and very real because it is such a short period of time. What would you say to people who don't really believe in these relationships?
What would I say? Whenever you're in a setting where you have to be with the person basically 24/7, it's really easy to form a quick bond and grow from that. I mean, you find out fairly quickly whether you're going to get along with someone or not. And if you do, it's not ideal, but since you're in the same place 24/7, it's easy to get those emotions involved because you're constantly talking about them. If you're not talking to the producers, you're talking to your friends and see what they're thinking, making sure you're trying to, I'm struggling here, as you can tell, but how do you put it? Because you, in the real world, it's dating for a couple of weeks, and then you eventually decide whether you like the person and you start dating. And here you only have so many people that you have to choose from. And if you do find someone you're getting along with or whatnot, you kind of start investing your time in them. And the more you do, the more emotions can evolve. So it can become serious really fast.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's leave it at that.
I always sort of compare it to the intensity of like being a teenager at summer camp. That's sort of the closest experience I have to pull from. And it makes me relate to that a little bit.
What summer camp?
I went to like a hippie Jew camp in Maryland.
That's amazing.
And obviously, you know, you had time, very intense time in Paradise, but then you also had this break in filming that, you know, you've spoken about, that you and Dean spent quite a bit of time together. How do you feel like that break affected your relationship?
It gave us time outside of a camera setting and a lot of other people. So we spent a lot of time with just each other and my dog. but it kind of gave you an idea how it would be almost living together. And that happened so fast because, first of all, he lives in LA and I live in Kentucky. So if we were to take it post Paradise, we still wouldn't have seen how it was to live together. So we literally went from 0 to 100, just spending some time with each other to basically living with each other for a couple of days. So I think it was too soon. And I think we definitely had to pump the brakes going back into a Paradise. I just didn't think we'd be slamming on the brakes.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times it's easy for viewers to forget that people on the show won't be able to just live in the same city and date afterwards. And as you mentioned, there was a big distance between you and Dean. Do you think that factored into the decisions you guys made in the end?
I would say so, because he and I had talks about, like, what if this work was to work. I think, to start off, I think Dean continued to stay on the real-life timeline type thing, dating, like how it would be outside of the Paradise setting, which normally it would be, again, dating for a couple of weeks, maybe dating multiple people, and maybe picking one in the end. But when it comes to Paradise, I had the Paradise mindset. I saw that Jade and Tanner worked out, Evan and Carly. So to me, I was like, okay, everything needs to be a little bit intensified if I want to walk out of Paradise in a fairly serious relationship. Not engagement, but just a serious relationship. So that's where he and I did not line up. So whenever it came to like living situations, to him, it was like, well, hold up. To me, it was like, okay, well, I'm open to it. Like either moving or making it work. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And that's really interesting. I haven't heard anyone in the cast put it that way, but it seems like that happened to a few couples where there was just a mismatch of expectations or maybe mindsets that wasn't quite explicitly communicated. And that made for some of the, you know, conflict that we ended up seeing.
I completely agree. I mean, it was interesting because with, I'd say, Taylor and Derek, they kind of started off around the same time as we did, but they went their separate ways during the break. And they, I mean, they talked to each other, they FaceTimed, constantly kept in touch. So whenever they came back to Paradise, I think they truly decided to pursue their relationship. While, like, Dean and we stayed together during the break. So, and comparing the two relationships in a way, you can see how they played out. Maybe, I don't know what would have happened if Dean didn't come back with me, but, I mean, it is what it is now. It's just putting it in perspective a little bit.
Yeah, it's always easier to look back in hindsight and say maybe this would have worked out better, but every relationship is different too, so.
Yeah, that's true. Very much so.
Yeah. So was Dean the person you had your eye on going into Paradise? Was there anyone else you wanted to meet?
I am so glad you asked this question. Because I didn't really, I've heard of the name Dean, but I didn't know who he was going into Paradise. Because, okay, so before we went to Paradise, a couple of us had intro packages, they call, where they come to your hometown, they film what you've been up to since you're either the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. So one of the producers who came to see me, she had a list of names, and she was like, well, what do you think about this person, this person, this person? And probably 95% of people she named, I was like, I don't know who these people are. And so I told her, like, I wanted to go into Paradise completely open-minded. And that's what I tried to do. They asked me about Ben Z, and I was like, oh, like, I'm interested in that. So whenever Paradise time came, when I came down, Dean was already there. And I was like, oh, hello. So, and then Ben Z came down. I was like, oh, hello. both very much attractive, but it came to a point where having conversations with both of these guys, and I just felt more of a connection with Dean almost right away. And honestly, that first day, we ended up talking about our childhood and the struggles of that and how we overcame. So I think that bonded us right away, and in a way, a little too soon, because most people don't talk about that on their first date, you know?
Yeah, and I always forget that when you guys met, you know, Dean's big episode where all of the viewers understood more about his childhood, that hadn't aired yet, right?
Yes. And I'm not sure if my relationship with Dean had anything to do with this, but during the break, Dean was actually, I think, in LA, and he saw his episode, his date air with Rachel. And I think he saw all the positive feedback he was getting as well.
Interesting.
Keeping that in the back of my mind. But I mean, I'm not making excuses now. It is what it is. But it did cross my mind. Because you're looking for almost excuses or reasons why did it turn out the way it did.
Yeah, I think that was natural.
One of my things that I was like, did that have anything to do with it? So.
Yeah, it's hard because you'll never really know. But we're human. We can't help but look for
everyone wants to wrap their head around, you know, why things work out a certain way.
Yeah. One thing that we've actually heard from a lot of the women or about a lot of the women is that they were interested in Ben Z coming in, or they had spoken to him before coming in. But he never really seemed to hit it off that much with anyone on the show. Why do you think he wasn't able to find a love connection in Paradise?
Whenever I talked to Ben Z the first day again, I think he may have been nervous. He probably definitely was nervous. But it came off, I talked to him about this too, and I told him, I was like, listen, when we first sat down, I felt like you were treating me like one of your clients almost, just being professional and just kind of, he came off more professional. It wasn't like necessarily, oh, I'm here, I'm interested. And I didn't get the flirty vibe. And I think at that point I was like, well, let's start with friends. And I think that's how it ended up staying. But maybe that's how it was for other girls. I can't really speak on their part. I can just, I guess, assume. But he did have a little bit of a thing with Raven in the beginning. I don't think that worked out when the break happened, coming back.
Yeah, it seems so long ago now, the first episodes of the season. But yeah, he and Raven did have a thing. But then she met Adam, and it was all over.
Yes, that was an interesting season to be part of, to be there and to see what's going on TV.
Speaking of Raven, obviously we saw you guys towards the end of the season have a little bit of a dust up. You know, she seemed to be trying to deliver some harsh truths, maybe didn't take the most compassionate approach, and you just ended up clashing. Do you think that she did take the wrong approach in that conversation? And I assume you guys seem to be still very close friends now.
Well, we are friends now. And at that time, I think I wanted kind of Raven's input. She's been very good about, like, she's more of a rational thinker. And it really helps going to her and getting some advice. And I think I wanted some comfort, see what she had to say about it all. And whenever she was talking to me, it did come off a little bit harsh, but she wasn't saying anything that I haven't really thought of already. I just wanted, looking back now, I wanted her to be a little bit more sensitive, which didn't show. But afterwards, we did kind of mend things and we talked a little bit more. But at that time, it was just, it did not look good. It didn't feel good. And I think I just wanted a friend. And I considered her to be the closest one to me during that time in Paradise.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it was a tricky season in part because so many of the men and so many of the women were from the same seasons. So you guys all knew each other going in. There was an awkwardness about stepping on toes. And then you ended up with this romantic rival, Danielle. And she was also really close friends with a lot of your friends who were there. So what was it like for you to not only be sort of competing for Dean's attention with Danielle, but to also know that your friends were also her friends and were supporting her as well?
I think that's what made a great season. I mean, having friends, basically going against friends, and it did create some tension and awkwardness. But I think it came down to what everyone, what's the word? Kind of like, I can't think of the word. Like, where do your interests line up? Before Danielle came, we were all hanging out. Alexis was there. Alexis was really good to have because she's so neutral and she's just so much fun. And it released some tension. But when Alexis left, I think that's when cliques started to form a little bit more so. And I would say it was Raven ended up leaning more towards, I think, D'Lo and spending more time with D'Lo because before the argument or the confrontation with Raven and myself happened, at that point, Raven has been spending a little bit more time with D'Lo. And whenever she says, as a friend, I wanted to tell you these things. And in my mind, I was like, well, you haven't been my friend for the past couple of days. Like, you don't even know where I'm coming from, what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling. So I think that's what also made me a little bit more upset. But it definitely created some tension, but I wanted to focus on my relationship with Dean, and I knew I had friends on this season, but that wasn't my focus, keeping those friendships, because I was like, after all of this, hopefully these friendships can still survive or whatnot, but I wanted to focus on the relationship mainly with Dean, if that answers your question.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it seems like it's interesting the way you point out about Alexis, because it's true. Things really escalated between the women, I think, after she left, and that makes a lot of sense. But it seems like you all mostly tried to stay on good terms. Are you still, at this point, are you on good terms with Danielle?
We did, what is it? The last thing we did together was the Ellen show. And I mean, it was awkward, of course, but it's not like we can't talk to each other or just like side-eyeing each other. We're cordial, but we can be in the same room. We have to, considering we run in like in the same circle, hang out with the same And at this point, looking back now, obviously feelings are getting a little bit more removed from that love triangle. So it's going to be a little bit easier to start talking to each other and maybe being friendly. That I think that awkwardness will always be there a little bit, but we'll have to get mature and get over it.
Yeah, and time certainly makes those kind of things easier.
Yeah.
And you've both been through like an incredibly difficult experience together.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with a lot more about how Christina is doing after the show. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Lately, my social battery has actually been full to bursting. I feel like I've barely been able to see anyone all winter, especially with little kids at home and constant daycare bugs. And I'm just like dying to get out there and see some people. And, you know, it's actually been kind of hard at times over the winter to feel like I'm just desperate to see friends and I don't have time to do it.
I feel like we're constantly trying to regulate, like, what's the correct amount of social energy? What kind of space do we need to carve out to actually give ourselves the space to socialize? What space do we need to carve out to give ourselves time to actually recharge? Either way, therapy can give you some self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or store it up a little too much.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/lovetoseeit today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lovetoseeit. If you have a cat, you want your cat to be healthy and happy because, of course, that makes you happy.
But since, you know, people aren't mind readers, we don't always know when our cats are unwell.
So helping us keep tabs on our cat's health is just one reason you should use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell.
Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust.
Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It actually changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in your cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues.
Plus, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door in a small, lightweight bag.
Our producer, Talon, has started using Pretty Litter for his cats, and he is a huge fan already. He's found that, like, the crystals really do soak up that odor, and cleaning the litter box is easier than it's ever been because it doesn't get all like weird and clumpy inside, which I remember so well from cleaning my cat's litter box.
Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on your cat's health and keep odors down.
You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do.
Go to prettylitter.com/LTSI and use code LTSI to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI to save 20%.
prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks they don't have time to prioritize wellness? Yeah, guilty.
Well, Claire, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset for you.
The app makes it so easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, there's mindfulness and self-care tips, even healthy recipes, and so much more.
It's kind of wild how far-reaching Allo Moves goes. And their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour. It really just depends on what you have time for that day.
Trying to get in a good sweat? Then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or former Pilates workouts with or without weights.
Or you can find stress relief with things like meditations, affirmations, or face yoga.
It's so hard to prioritize wellness when you have a busy job or kids or both. And now that I have both, it's so important to me to be able to squeeze in a workout when I have that random 5 minutes to an hour in between tapings after bedtime. It makes such a big difference how flexible it is and how easy it is to get what you need from the app.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code LTSI20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
allomoves.com, code LTSI20. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list.
If, like us, that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better.
One study even found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Oh man, could have saved so much time. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I recently was in France and Portugal, and I was trying my hand at getting more comfortable with French, really brushing up a little bit, and I found Babbel so helpful. I'm not going to say that I like arrived all fluent, but I did feel much more comfortable ordering food in restaurants, asking for directions, reading signs, speaking to people when I was buying something without having to constantly be consulting a language app.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners.
Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
You know, obviously we heard on the after show that the confusion surrounding both of your relationships with Dean didn't end after filming ended. What happened there, if you're comfortable talking about it a little bit?
So after, obviously, like, I left a couple days before everyone else did. And then when I had an idea the show was finishing up, I got a text message from Dean asking if he wanted to talk. And I was like, what do I do now? Do I even open that door of talking to him? And I decided, okay, maybe we need more closure type thing. So at some point, I think we decided to maybe chat a little bit more, but I wasn't aware that he was still having interest in D-Lo. And when he pursued that interest, I backed off because I was like, I'm not about to be, again, flip-flopping, like, where he's interested in both or whatnot. Like, my emotions were too invested and we were too deep of a quote-unquote relationship for me to continuously be okay with him just dating. So I had to remove myself from that. I think he pursued a relationship with D-Lo for a little bit. I'm not sure for how long, whether it was anything serious or not. But eventually, I think he got in touch with me again. So it was, I had to tread very carefully because I didn't want to fall into the trap again, if you can say trap, of Dean.
You can.
Deanie babies. So, He might need to do some soul searching, I think.
I think looking back now and knowing him a little bit better, I think it does come from being a little bit young in relationships. Like, because he's very intelligent. He is very aware of other people's emotions, but he doesn't want to hurt them. So he tends to just like give a roundabout way answer instead of just directly telling someone. And
yeah, I've certainly experienced that quality in people that I've dated, and it's incredibly frustrating. You kind of just want to shake someone and say, like, at the end of the day, the woman's going to respect you more and feel better about you a few weeks out if you're just honest, rather than doing this, like, quote unquote, nice guy thing that ends up being meaner in the end.
Yes, and I think that kind of left room for interpretation to the viewers, like, he's a player, or he's stringing everyone along. If he was just honest from the beginning and maybe like hard truth, I think it would have been a little bit different.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting. I remember when he was having his big bachelorette popularity wave, he said, I think on Ben and Ashley I's podcast, that he had once stayed in a relationship for like a year, that he didn't love her. And they were like, why? And he said, she was just so great and I didn't want to like upset her. It was just the weirdest thing. And then we really saw that play out
that
in a terrible
so
way.
Wrong. So yeah. Wrong. I'm so on many levels. I mean, you're hurting the person. Just because like it's easy for you and it's a good relationship, like that person's also spending a whole year with you.
Right.
Because they're investing their time into something.
Yeah, exactly. So it seemed odd at the time, but then after what happened on Paradise, it makes a lot of sense in retrospect. But he did say on the show eventually that he was in love with you. Were you aware of that?
Yes, kind of. I didn't. Okay, so I think it was before the guys were giving out the roses. That night, he and I had a couple of conversations, and they were fun, easy. But at some point, it got a little bit intense where he was telling me about his feelings. And I just kind of like didn't share this conversation, but I think I was in a state of shock a little bit. He went on to say, he was like, I just find myself like drawn to you, just watching you, having fun and all of that. And you have no idea how many times I want to say those words to you or something along those lines. And I just stood there. I was like, I don't know how to answer to this. I don't know what to say. So I just kind of let it go. So whenever he said that at the end, it was a little bit of surprise for him to see him that emotional and just say it for millions of viewers. But it was kind of good to hear because I thought he did. And to validate my thoughts, I think it was good.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, it makes me feel like I was investing my time into something. That I wasn't just like blindly be like, oh, I just want to get him. Because I truly believe in him again and what we could have. So I think I was investing my time into something.
Right. It confirms that like you weren't just completely misreading the situation.
Thank you. my words are not the best.
No, you're everything you said has been super interesting. Obviously, the public response to you and Danielle and Dean has been very intense. And we saw that Danielle posted on Instagram sort of alluding a little bit to the way that she's kind of been vilified on social media because of the way the show showed things play out. How do you feel about the intensity of the public response to all three of you?
It's interesting. Look, I tried to think about it because the audience, the viewers, they are tuning in every summer to watch this show, for the drama. And there's the show sometimes highlights the good qualities of the people, sometimes the bad qualities, and maybe in this case, D'Lo's and maybe Dean's characteristics, qualities were highlighted in a negative way. And people still tune in to watch this, but yet hate on their social media for it, which I don't understand, and I think it's unfair.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, everyone has something bad to them, something good. And unfortunately for some of the cast members, more of their negatives were highlighted than positives. And I don't understand, and I don't like that the public, the viewers, are taking their time to write hateful comments on others' social media.
Yeah, it's important and really easy, I think, for Bachelor viewers. It's really easy for them to forget that there are real people that they're watching, but it's true. You guys are real people, and you read those comments, and
I do understand we all went on a TV show for the nation to see us, but at the same time, again, we do have feelings.
Yeah. I mean, there's a limit.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it's has it been easier for you, do you think, than for Danielle and Dean, or have you gotten a pretty fair amount of backlash?
Definitely not a fair amount. I do get messages here and there, and sometimes you just have to get a backbone and just ignore them. As long as you know for yourself that you're a decent person and you're happy with yourself, it's just public's opinion. The opinions that do matter is your closest friends and your family. But they definitely have gotten a lot of backlash. And if anything, maybe whenever majority is seeing that and agreeing with that, maybe that is an issue. And maybe it's a way to learn from it. I'm not sure how to necessarily say that. But then again, they're going based on their what was portrayed on the show.
Right. It's just a complicated thing to navigate. And of course, there is a line between criticism of behavior and just being totally awful crossing a line with how you're talking about another person. And often people on the internet do not strike a good balance.
Some people feel very strongly, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm sure you know at this point, having done this.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I think I even went on D'Lo's page because somebody wrote a comment and tagged me on it too. And it was a hateful comment. And I actually responded to it. And I said, I don't appreciate, just because like you're in disagreement with someone, or in this case, it could be D'Lo, I responded and I said, I still don't appreciate the hate. Thank you for the support, but there's no reason to be this hateful. I think that comment was deleted by D'Lo, but it's still like sometimes I do go and I try to stand up because it's support doesn't mean you have to hate on someone else.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That must be weird being tagged into drama like that.
Yeah, you're like, I want no part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it seemed like on the after show, there was a bit of an eye-opening moment for you and Danielle about the extent of how much Dean had been pursuing both of you. And that was just a couple weeks ago. Was that new information to you at the time?
Not really. Mm. I think I was kind of aware of everything that was kind of going on. And maybe that has something to do with Dean being somewhat open with me. It's for lack of a better word, I think that's how it goes. Like, it still sucks. Because, like, he's still choosing between the two. It's like, make up your mind. But then again, we put ourselves in that position for him to have a choice. That's why I was saying, like, at some point I had to remove myself and let him just, I guess, date D'Lo.
So where does that stand now? Where do you stand with Dean?
I'm trying to be friendly because, like, understanding him a little bit more and what he was trying to do. Like, yes, it hurt me in the process a whole lot. But I try to see the best in people. I'm not naive about it. I know it was still wrong and there's no excuse for those actions, but I'm trying to understand where he was coming from. So I'm trying to stay friendly with everyone. I'll be seeing him as well as D'Lo in the same bachelor circles, events. So I don't want there to be too much awkwardness if we continue the chatting.
Are there ever times when you're like, I'm just checking out of Bachelor Nation? This is too much?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've had many of those moments.
But you persevere.
Yeah.
And at least you got to meet Ellen. Was she like a perfect, beautiful angel?
Yes. Yes, yes. It's so weird because, like, when I was in high school, which was many years ago, I would watch Ellen, and I would think to myself, like, you know what? One day I will be on that stage. And it was wild to think that she personally asked me to be on her stage. And being there, sitting in a moment with her, she has this warmth about her that makes you feel comfortable and just want to tell her things and just have a conversation with her. She's very lighthearted. It was wonderful.
Yeah, she has an amazing ability. I was watching the segment when she's talking to the three of you, and she's asking these, like, awkward questions, but it's just so charming.
Yes. I knew it was going to be awkward just sitting on that couch with Dean and D'Lo, but I was like, I have Ellen, and this is supposed to be fun and lighthearted. As awkward as it is, it's supposed to be lighthearted.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's how you become one of the greatest talk show hosts of all time. You just make awkward situations feel relaxing for your guests.
That's really good. Yes.
Yeah, I need to learn how to do that.
You're good. I'm pretty comfortable right now.
Oh, good. Okay. So a success story for us.
So there has been some, there have been some rumors or more just excitement, hashtags. People want to know if you would ever be the Bachelorette. Is that something you would consider?
I probably would when the time came to it. Right now they're focusing on The Bachelor, and there's going to be a whole lot of new girls, women coming in, and they may have a strong candidate there as well. Time will tell. But The Bachelorette seems like a really hard role, place to be in, but it's emotionally, it looks like it would be emotionally very much like challenging. So I've done all of that on Paradise, so I don't know how much harder it can get.
It would be
really hard, like hurting guys' feelings going along, the more emotion is invested.
Yeah, so. it seems really difficult to be the lead of one of these shows.
I wouldn't know. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe if the hashtags, you know, continue, maybe one day you will.
Maybe. I'm not relying on The Bachelorette to find someone or another Bachelor show. You know, if I'm still in a place in my life where I'm still trying to find someone, then great. But if I have someone that I'm completely head over heels for and love, whatnot, obviously I'll be passing up on the opportunity.
Yeah, I think that sounds wise.
And someone who just happened to be still available and looking for love is our new Bachelor, Ari.
Do you have thoughts about him? Will you be watching?
I probably will be watching. Just because, I don't know.
Have you thought about going on this season?
It's different to watch it this time around, knowing what happens when the filming takes place.
Mm.
So I don't think I can watch through the same eyes. But Ari, what is it? He's from Emily's season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 years later, still looking for love.
Have you ever met him?
I've never met Ari, but I just... seen some things on social media again, and I don't really like to form a full opinion of someone that I haven't met, but whenever you have screenshots and hard evidence about a person, it's hard not to form an opinion.
Yeah, we've heard some mixed opinions about him, so it'll be interesting to see how this season goes.
So it's safe to say you won't be showing up to throw your hat in the ring for Ari.
Nope, you will not see me there. You will not see me.
Also, it might be nice to be able to tweet about a show that you're not on.
Absolutely. I'm going to have a lot of fun with that.
It'll probably be really liberating. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. We had such a great time. And we are excited for you that your 15 minutes of being tortured by being on Bachelor in Paradise is finally over.
Yeah, and you'll have to come back on the podcast next season so you can make jokes about people that aren't you and your closest friends.
There we go.
Yeah.
I think overall, I mean, yes, as difficult as it was being on the season of Paradise and watching yourself back, I've gotten an overwhelming amount of messages from a lot of the girls saying they were in Dilo's position, they were in my position, we've all had a Dean in our life. So it's good to hear their stories. And also, when girls are reaching out saying, like, thank you, like, that gave me strength, what I'm going through. So it's very good. I think my purpose was served to help others. I believe that's right.
Yeah.
Even though it was very emotional for me, it helped others. And I like that.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly brought up a lot of interesting conversations. And I think a lot of viewers really did relate to your situation in at least some capacity. And
we did.
We had a lot of good conversations about it. So, you know, we thank you for your service.
There you go. Just kidding. Well, thanks guys for having me.
Yeah. And anytime. And if you're ever through New York, of course, come say hi.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. I do so much better with these in person. Because I can, like, interact with you.
Yeah, it's more fun all around. Yeah, we finally got Derek and Taylor in the studio last week, and it was great in person.
How amazing are they together? I watch their stories, and I'm laughing so much.
Oh,
they're so cute.
They're so cute. It was great to see that interaction, you know, in real life, not just on TV, and they were really funny together. We had a great time.
Absolutely. I mean, at some point I was watching them, I saw them. It was in Paradise and they were on the beach and they were like, Taylor was running and she was trying to do this dirty dancing move. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is so cute. Like, this is paradise for them.
That is amazing. And I'm sad that we didn't get to see that.
Yeah. Really, dirty dancing is like the pre-paradise situation because it is at a summer camp.
A family retreat camp. Like, they used to have a lot of those in the 60s, I think.
Also, I've never dated someone who could lift me in the air like that, so I'm missing out on a lot of experiences.
So
I know. Yeah, we all deserve you know, a little dirty dancing once in a while.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Christina. This was really fun, and yeah, come on again.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Sorry. You can leave that in, Nick. And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guest, Christina Schulman, and of course, our producer, Nick Offenberg.
You can find Here to Make Friends on Apple Podcasts to subscribe and make sure you don't miss any more off-season bonus episodes or the beginning of our next season. Stay on top of things and, you know, subscribe, give us a rating and review. It helps people find our show. And you can find us both on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emma Lady Rose. Or you can send us an email at heretomakefriends@huffpost.com.
We are actually taking a little break now, probably. But you never know when we'll pop back up on your radar with some bonus content. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled. Keep your subscription ready.
Don't relax too much.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.